This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Before we get to the text, I just wanted to ask you, Sarah. So you left on Friday to go for an all-girls shopping weekend in Napa. And we've heard some review of the events that went down. But what we really want to know is, do you come into work the same way we would show up to the first day of school in all your new gear?
No, I just wore a new shirt and bra.
So those are the same pants you've had for a while?
I've had these pants for a while, these gray pants.
Same shoes?
Same shoes. But I did, I don't believe I've ever worn these pants before.
Oh.
Because I, when I cleaned out my closet last week, I found all these pants. And I was like, oh, that's right. I had these taken in and they were like in this, they were underneath a... you know, like in a dry cleaning pile, like in a, you know, covered in plastic.
Yeah.
I know, because I took apart all the plastic to see what I had, nice shirts and stuff that were dry cleaned. See if I was going to keep any of those. I was like, oh, it's like, oh man, look at these jeans.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, I wonder if they fit me. And they did.
So you are sporting basically all new stuff then today.
I am, basically.
Good for you. You feel any different?
No.
Oh.
Just the same.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. Reboots of old shows never work out. Signed, the cast of Hawaii Five-O, Roseanne, and Will and Grace. All right, so they get it right sometimes.
They do. But those, I mean, well, not Hawaii Five-O, because that was a new cast. But Roseanne and Will and Grace are the same people.
Right.
You know? It's hard to change Magnum P.I. out for a different guy.
Yeah.
Well, the premise, Private Eye stuff, is usually pretty good. I like that kind of thing.
Me too.
And Magnum sort of had the catch was he was an old Navy guy that was watching the, security?
Yeah, something
on the
like
grounds
that.
Of this.
Robin whatever.
Rich man's estate.
Oh, yeah, Robin.
Masters.
Robin Masters. So and Higgins was the butler guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Which,
you
know, they
people
always.
People said, oh, Higgins is really right. Robin. But I don't think it turned out that he was. Do you?
I don't remember the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I mean, you know, they if they do a good show, people will watch it.
Sure.
Nobody.
Good show's a good show.
Young people aren't stuck on Tom Selleck.
No.
No.
They don't even know who he is.
Right. Or so. If they do, maybe they know him from Blue
Bloods. Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Well, he was just like the perfect dude in the 70s. Like, I remember just so handsome with that big 70s bushy mustache.
Yep.
And 70s hair. And
just the body itself.
Oh.
70s. Well, wasn't that the 80s?
He was hairy. You know?
He was
Magnum
hairy.
Was the 80s, you guys.
Was he?
Yeah.
Feels
oh,
like
maybe
earlier.
You're thinking of what's his face?
Who?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds was the 70s for sure.
Yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit.
I just remember being young and thinking, like, he was too much for me, you know? Like, he was too much
Tom
man.
Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't into him. My mom actually had a poster of him in her bedroom.
Yeah, I feel like I was just too young to find him attractive.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's cute, whatever. Like,
but now, of course, you see it.
Now I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, he's 72 or whatever now, and I'm like, he's gorgeous.
But you can, I don't know his, the only thing I know him from is Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he was performing.
Do you remember he was on Friends as Monica's boyfriend?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. He was old.
Do you consider him a good actor?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. All right.
But maybe that's because I like, he's very likable.
All right.
408 says, Jay Hernandez is fine.
He is. As I'm looking back at what the stuff he's been in, he's gorgeous.
Too bad he's only 5'9".
Yeah,
he's not worth it.
He was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I mentioned
These
that.
People are saying he was on Scandal. Jay is in hella movies. Hooman?
Yeah.
408 says, Vinny, that doesn't look like my wiener. Made me laugh so hard. Happy Monday, radio family. It's because I was just trying to picture a spider with a human dong.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you showed me that, I was like, I don't.
I can't even figure out where that is. Is it right at their like butt?
I couldn't have
where
even
the,
guessed.
Where the web comes out and stuff?
What
I couldn't
that
really
thing
figure that out.
Was yeah. or wouldn't have imagined it.
Scientists
that way.
Are really, you know, they know stuff.
Right.
They know where the wiener is on a. Is it even a wiener? Like, it doesn't really look like a. Some kind of Easter candy.
Yeah. Looks like he's Mary J. Hernandez.
Here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, it's right at where the abdomen and the thorax meet.
Oh, wow.
The,
yeah, it's,
I'm like, where?
Down.
I don't get it. Oh, you mean where the red square is?
And it does look like a little weird egg. Is that? Is it on a leg or is that a leg behind it?
Who knows? There's
it
like
looks like a
20 legs
it
there.
Looks like it's attached to the body. Not,
it does, yeah. It's like right at that joint.
What else we can find here?
That's a very good picture of one sexy. Mm.
Gross.
You should play some down music as we look at spider wieners.
510 says, regarding high school story, reunited with a guy at our 20th high school reunion. Things went fast. He moved in. I sneezed, got pregnant.
Oh.
Don't sneeze.
Found out everything about him. Uh-oh, this isn't going to go well. Several years later and have... Oh, wait. Found out everything about him, career, finances, and all, was a lie. A complete narcissist. Kicked him to the curb while expecting. Lost my home, ugly custody battle. Fast forward several years and have rebuilt myself. Thank God it's over. People change. Don't trust what you knew back when.
Oh my God. Boy, that's a horror story.
That is a horror story.
Sounds like you need to write us a bad advice for our secret show. We need some of those, by the way. Send us your questions about anything, really. Any problem you want your friends to bat around for you, we'll do it. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, there's no way that... Well, maybe they didn't have bad experiences way back then. That's the thing. Same with the first...
Right.
Me and this girl were just... I would never trust her. Ever. Not in a million years. No way.
Was she a cheater?
Yes. Well, I don't want to say because
were you a
cheater? I didn't cheat on her, but we were broken up and I did bang her best friend.
Hmm.
Oh.
And I didn't even like her best friend either. That was the weirdest
like
part.
Revenge.
It was something bang. Like that. But she later, it wasn't until later I found out. I had suspicions about a couple things and later I found out like the guys were all, oh yeah, of course. I knew it! God! That whore! All right, I gotta get over this. You know what I mean?
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was. You know, I gotta just move on. Jay Hernandez was the love interest in Bad Moms.
Yeah, exactly. He's
oh,
super adorable.
He
you saw Bad
very
Mom, right?
Attractive.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
Oh, well, now suddenly I'm interested in this Magnum PI redo.
Say it, Brent.
At 5'9"?
Say it, Brent.
Yeah, 5'9". Listen, I married
too
you and do these 5
he's feet. 5'9".
My husband's 5'6".
7'8", Texan.
He'll be like a tall dude to me.
He's only 5'9". Ouch, Yuzi. That
oh,
cut
I'm
deep.
I'm sorry. It's my personal preference. I prefer tall, lanky men.
And if you're not tall and lanky, you're ugly.
Oh, no, I never said
come
that.
On.
You can just
move on down the line.
Keep it moving. Oh!
Well, on top of the size
5'9"
queen stuff,
oh.
She also wants you to have gray hair.
Yeah.
And a mustache.
Yeah. Well,
and it helps if you're rich.
Well,
too.
I have lots of requirements. Don't
yeah,
I?
You do.
Mm. You're picky.
And get rid of your
but
friends.
But you already got
too.
A guy. You don't have to worry about it.
I know. I just know what I like. What'd you say, Brent?
Get rid of all your friends.
Yeah, and ditch all
oh,
your
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
Right.
And don't be friends with any of her friends either.
Right.
Talk slower.
Oh, God.
And sleep in your own room.
Stop mumbling.
Buy her a full-length mirror. That might be your way in.
415. Vinny, did you watch any of the Lemoore Surfing Team Championships? Yes, I did watch that. I know it's a big story in California right now. We have a wave pool, and it's real. And it may end up being how they do the Surfing Olympics this summer. And I loved it. Yeah, I watched it. Oh, if you're going to look up a species genitalia, you need to look up a duck's junk. No, let's not start
don't
that,
birds
everyone.
Have that cloaca?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man.
Don't you...
Isn't that what it is? They like, just rub their cloaca?
A cloaca?
Cloaca.
What's that?
You better That's be their... wrong.
It's like C-H-L-O-A.
Oh, my God. She's going to spell it, everyone.
C-A. C-H-L-O-A what?
C-A, maybe cloaca.
And what is that again?
It's bird reproductive organs. Bird junk.
In this case, they're saying
they just rub
look
it together.
Up. No, they say this one's like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
No joke.
Oh, it is. Goodness. It's the genitalia of birds, reptiles, amphibians, and most fish.
Oh, is it called cloaca?
Well, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but yeah. C-L-O-A-C-A.
Of course she is.
Could be cloaca.
Could be cloaca. I've never heard anybody say it, so.
Someone who's way smarter than us that likes to correct us, tell us how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
707 says, that sexy career list is for homosexual relationships.
What? Why?
Homosexual.
Well, it was weird that a male hairdresser was among the sexiest.
Oh.
I actually always...
You're not
I
into
mean,
that?
Isn't that horrible
You wouldn't like
me?
A guy that could get you ready for the night before you go out?
You know what's... I know this is a total stereotype,
awesome.
But every dude I know that does hair is gay. So.
Yeah, my hairdresser is a very good-looking, tall dude, too. And, yeah, he's gay.
Yeah, I would actually like to say, as someone who used to get haircuts, that not only are the women perverts, but the guys rub on your elbow, too. I have had my elbow royally screwed by some guy.
No.
Yes.
He was rubbing his junk on you?
Yes.
And you didn't just move your elbow out of the
way?
When in the hell did this happen?
But
this is the first time I'm hearing about
play
this
it cool.
dude rubbing his groin area on you.
I've told you this 1,000 times.
No.
Hairstylists are perverts.
Oh, my God.
Sheesh.
Let it go. It's not true. Go, Adele Dazeem.
Whatever.
Why do you do the laugh before the word every time?
Sarah, and then it's in quotes, I was pregnant with John's baby, so we just chatted over a beer. Wait, what?
Yeah, I think he was having a beer. We went to a bar. I couldn't have had a beer.
I didn't even catch that part.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I was too busy trying to railroad you into a makeout scene.
Right. I'm sure I just had a root beer or something.
Are you?
I am. I was pretty good. I was well behaved.
You didn't tell yourself, Ella used to drink with me. Why? I turned out all right. I could have a couple.
No.
Huh.
Nope.
All right, then. We used to play lava every time we visited my aunt's house. The train tracks were behind her house, so when the train would pass, you had to be off the ground. Who knows what that is? But anyway, yeah. Lava.
Oh, kids playing on train tracks. What's more dangerous than that? Fun.
One of my buddies got hit by a train.
Yeah, people get hit by trains.
Screwing around on the train tracks.
That's the whole thing, you know? Keep your kids off the tracks, kids.
Well, you'd think that'd go without even saying.
You would. The problem is kids.
Yeah. We used to play on the train tracks, too.
Everybody played on the train tracks. Like, you know, the lucky ones lived.
There was some little, know what it was, like shelving underneath it where the trains would go by, and we would hide underneath the shelves, and the train would be right in front of us going by.
916 says,
yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wanted to chime in about rappers and product name dropping. The thing is, it's mental slavery. These rappers are people who grew up with nothing and now have gobs of money, so it filters into the music. It's not about getting free stuff. It's about, I was once poor, now look at what I have or can get.
Oh, like it's, a status thing.
It's pretty sad, actually. Kanye said it in the song All Falls Down. They made us hate ourselves and love their wealth, and it's still working. Here's another one on that same subject. Vin, from Black Listener number 101. It's a status thing. Came from nothing. Now look at all this designer label stuff I have. Basically, it's name dropping.
All right. These expensive. These is red bottoms. Blood shoes. It's a good song.
I got two boys' names on that list, Benjamin and Oliver. Now because they were, not because they were popular, but because they sounded like names of good people. Currently pregnant with my third boy.
What you gonna name him?
Do around the same time as Dusty, and we're trying to find something as solid as my other kids' names.
So Henry.
I like Henry.
I love the name Henry.
Me too. I would have pushed for that because I like Hank as a good nickname for Henry. The violence in kids' books has been replaced with violence in video games and television.
Oh, fantastic. Except that it's mindless in video games and television, and there was always a purpose for it. You had to escape it. Would good triumph over evil? Not every time in fairy tales, and that's what I loved about them. Sometimes evil wins. And it's dark and
that's
harsh.
That's not... What?
It's good.
Vin, what is the name of the goth band that Jane is so into right now? It's Pale Waves. She loves them. Mm. She posts about them all the time. She's always wearing their t-shirts.
One of the people looks like how Jane dresses in the band.
Well, there you go.
She's a goth chick.
Have you seen this girl?
No. I bet I can picture exactly what she looks like.
Do you have it, Bryn?
Yep.
Show.
I sure do.
That's crazy.
Oh, hey, my Jane. Goodness. There she is.
Oh, that's Jane. Are you sure that's not Jane?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, Jane's new band.
Look at that. Good for her.
Rock on. Gotham.
Happy Monday, everyone. I just wanted to thank Sarah for the cleaning out the closet inspiration. I donated 6 bags.
Oh, it does feel good. Someone was saying another good way to do it is to turn every hanger in your closet backwards so that you have to push it toward the wall to get it off the thing. And in 6 months, anything that's not turned around, throw out.
Oh.
Because you haven't worn it in 6 months.
All my hangers are facing the same way.
No, but like, you know how you hang it so the hook is going over the thing toward the wall? You turn it so that the hook is coming toward you so that it's harder to get off the thing. And then if you haven't worn it, if anything that's turned around that way.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Don't do it then.
You shouldn't do it.
Well, you know what the problem is? As soon as you throw something away, you need it the next
I know.
Week.
It's so
like,
true.
Like, oh, you know what would be perfect? Oh, I got rid of that.
I knew I was going to need that someday. You ready for a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Monday, what are we going to do with you? Get out of here already. Sheesh.
What well, you had such a busy weekend. I would feel like you're going to get some rest now.
No, I have to go to my other job, which is
your
ending
yard
on July 5th. I mean, I am done with that job.
What about July 4th?
Well, July 4th, we have the party.
Yeah.
And then July 5th, I'm off forever. I never have to do anything in my backyard again.
You know what's weird about this? I realize you like to entertain, but if I had worked this hard getting a yard together, the last thing I would do is let people walk around on it.
Oh, no. I'm having cornhole. I want to ruin that lawn. I want that lawn to get trampled. Yeah. What? I want to use it. I want to, like, have a party in it. I want to, like, look
Show
around
people.
And be like, oh, it's so done. I do. I want people to come and enjoy it, you know? I'm really excited
about
it.
Not me. I'd be like, everybody get out.
I'll send you pictures.
Cats, get out. Raccoons, you're out of here. I'd send eviction notices to everything back there.
Take your insert and get out.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Take your little animal paws and get out.
I can't wait to see it, though.
Oh, I can't wait. I have a seat picked out for you, Yuzi. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to put you in a rocking chair or not. Uh-huh. Would you like to be in a rocking chair? Or do you want to just be in a stationary?
No, I'll be in a stationary chair because I will be having a drink in my hand.
Okay.
There you go.
Perfect. So... Today I might actually build my big, I have all these plans in my head for a big coffee table. I'm doing a 4-foot by 4-foot, really low coffee table so you can easily put your feet on it.
Uh-huh.
But also it's nice and big and everyone can put drinks.
For the backyard?
On the deck. Because I have these, like, I have this seating area mm-hmm. where I want to put stuff all around it. And I hate when you have, like, a little coffee table and then everybody's got to be kind of close to it. And I just want to be able to have chairs all the way around mm-hmm. it.
What do you mean build it?
I'm going to build it. My contractor's bringing me a 6x6 post today. I'm going to cut it into 14-inch segments. And
build it and they will
I'm
come.
Build it. I have to paint it and then
you're going to build your own coffee table today.
Yes. Well, I may not finish it today, but I'm starting it
you're
today.
You're such a nut.
It's going to be really neat. You're going to like it. You'll be over there and be like, oh my God, this is the coffee table.
I'm laughing because you're so damn
artsy. It's
not
going to be janky. You're not just going to take big old nails and hammer
Have you ever known her to be janky?
Well, I don't know.
She will not be janky. It's going to be really nice.
I mean, she was handing out those paper purses and wallets for a while there.
Hey, I don't know what I was thinking with the paper
purses.
That
first haircut was hella janky, too.
Hey, I like that
the
haircut.
The answer to your question is yes.
It's not going to be janky. It's going to be really nice. I can totally picture it. It's going to be really pretty.
Okay.
I think I'll paint it green. That won't be janky at all.
All right, screw you guys. You go have your day. I'm having mine.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.